Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present The Gingerbread Witch by Alexandra Overy. Performed by Billy Fulford Brown. A note before we begin. For a peek at Maud's map, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/The Gingerbread Witch. For my grandparents Barbara and Ken, who were the first to show me the magic of fairy tales. 1. Talons or Toenails. On her 11th birthday, Maud asked for spellcasting lessons. She'd read enough stories to know that was when most young witches came of age, and it was the ideal time to start nurturing her gift. Mother Agatha had been less convinced. But after Maud's incessant nagging, she'd relented that one day she would teach her. Well, Maud's 12th birthday had come and gone, and it was becoming increasingly clear that one day really meant never. So Maud was taking matters into her own hands.
"This is a terrible idea."
Maud laid the heavy leather-bound book out on the table. "You're only saying that because you didn't think of it first." The squirrel hopped after her.
"No, I'm saying it because it's a bad idea."
Maud ran her fingers over the soft leather of the cover, tracing the title, Common Spells for Uncommon Witchery. "You know," she said with a glance at Nuss, "this is why Grimm's my favourite. He doesn't criticise my ideas." The three-legged wolf cocked his head at the sound of his name, looking up from his spot in front of the fireplace. With his razor-sharp teeth and massive paws, Grimm could have looked intimidating, a ferocious familiar for any powerful witch. But Grimm had a tendency to sit with his tongue sticking out, which combined with the pale violet hue of his fur, somewhat ruined his intimidation factor. Nuss shot Maud a glare, flicking her hazelnut moose tail so that it sent flecks of cream flying.
"Grimm can't talk."
"Careful," Maud snapped. "Mother Agatha will know I had the book down if you get that on it."
"Mother Agatha will know anyway," Nuss grumbled.
Usually, Nuss would be right. Mother Agatha had a way of sensing mischievous ideas before they'd even fully formed in Maud's head. But today, Agatha would be gone until sundown. She didn't usually leave Maud alone for so long, but she had a lead on some fresh nightshade apples that she couldn't turn down. Agatha claimed they made the best apple pie east of the frozen river, better than the butterfly witch's famous poison apple pie. Agatha had even taken Florian with her to better keep track of the trail, so there were no vulture eyes watching over Maud. While Maud might feel a little guilty for taking advantage of that, especially when she'd been promised said apple pie if she was good, the excitement of the spellbook eclipsed it. It was a forbidden thing. Wonder and magic and possibilities all bound in paper. And she was finally holding it. "Mother Agatha won't know," she said, partly to convince herself. "Not if no one tells her anyway." She narrowed her eyes at the squirrel in accusation. Nuss drew herself up to her fullest and not at all impressive height.
"I will have you know that I am no snitch. I simply want it on the record that I said this was a bad idea from the start."
Maud waved a hand in her direction. "It's better than no idea." It was better than sitting around doing nothing when all this magic was right in front of her, begging to be tested. The squirrel let out a chirruping sigh.
"But you don't know any spells. Where would you even start?"
Nuss.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?